If you're enjoying the show and you'd like to get more, maybe you want to get bonus episodes, maybe you want to get episodes early, maybe you'd like to join monthly video hangouts with me, Jeff, and other fans of the show, the way to find out how to do that is to go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. The breakdown is a little weird. That's definitely the weird part, but at least the average usage. If you're listening, maybe post it as a comment to this. I'd like to see.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
We got us an article that was posted on the subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com.
Shout out to RJ Baxter for starting that Reddit for us.
Oh, and there's like episode discussions now.
Yeah.
Every episode has discussions. Really cool, interesting stuff. People asking for outer Spain gear. They want outer Spain swag.
Oh, we'll get JP to do an outer Spain thing.
This is from A. Thomason 89. This is an article that was in Mental Floss about how far you can fall and survive.
Whoa.
Right?
Okay.
So you fall out of a plane, you fall off a cliff, you fall, you have nothing. You got no parachute.
These are the two ways people fall. These are the only
two ways
people
fall.
Yeah.
Oh, fall in love. That you never survive that.
But that, let me tell you something.
Oh, you're never going to survive unless you have a parachute or something along those lines. Seal was singing about falling out of a plane, right?
I think that's definitely your one. Definitely. I'm really interested in this because I read something the other day that mentioned like any fall greater than 50 feet is really, that's it for you probably.
Well, 50 feet is 5 stories.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting to survive a 5-story fall.
Not even with a tuck and roll, like a Batman style tuck and roll.
No, you didn't mention tuck and roll.
The trick is you don't lock your knees.
That's right. You just tuck and roll.
Yeah.
This article gets a little more ambitious than just that. They're talking about plummeting to earth from a plane, like the doors open, you get sucked out, you're falling.
I hear if
tuck
you
and roll.
Faint, you go loose.
Yeah,
and then you bounce. You ever hear like dumb stories like that, like dumb pseudoscience stories like that, where it's just like, oh, I heard that if there was this guy and he fell out of a plane and because he passed out, it saved his life. He says his chute didn't open and he passed out and then he was limp and he bounced 50 feet into the air and I guess, I don't know, and then it woke him up and he tucked and rolled.
or the one where they fell onto an incline hill, so it sort of, he just landed and sort of rolled. And
or an open truck full of kitty litter.
Yeah.
Just like also in Batman, you can survive a lot of falls in Batman. You just have to think about what would a Batman character do?
Honestly, surviving anything, just think of what would Batman do, and its chances are that's the best possible thing.
The answer to what would Batman do is always kick somebody in the kidney so hard that they have kidney failure and they'll be in the hospital for months, but it won't kill them.
Right.
Batman always thinks about how he's going to give somebody kidney failure but not kill them.
That's the Batman ethos.
Yeah.
It's actually
the Wayne family motto in Latin.
Give them kidney failure, but don't kill them. Kidney failure, not death. There's actually a bunch of stories like that in this article, and these are at least purported by this article to be proven. For example, there is the case of Vesna Vulović, a Serbian flight attendant who in 1972 plummeted to Earth from the height of 33,000 feet and lived to tell about it after she woke up from her coma. But she did live 33,000 feet, and the reason she lived is that she was inside portions of a broken aircraft.
She's inside an inflatable ball.
She was flying inside.
She was in one
ball.
Of those Zorbs.
She was a bubble boy.
She went Zorbing.
She was like air Zorbing. She was inside a portions of the plane wreckage, which both slowed her descent because it had greater
friction, yeah,
because of the surface area,
yeah,
and also cushioned her fall in a not very cushiony way, but cushioned it more than a human body hitting the ground would. They call that actually. According to this article, scientists call that wreckage riding.
Fuck yeah.
A wreckage rider.
Wreckage rider, living that Brock life. Sup, bro? What are you doing this morning, man?
Well, you know, I thought I'd take a flight and then maybe, you know, crash that flight in midair and then fucking ride some wreckage.
Oh, hell yeah.
You want to ride wreckage with me, bro?
My dude, what I was going to do this morning was go kite surfing, but I will tell you what.
Yeah.
There's nothing I would love to do more with you than hijack a fucking plane and crash it to ride that wreckage.
Let's ride that wreckage, bro.
Ow! There ain't. Let me call up some of the other bros and see if they want to steal a plane and crash it with us today.
Yeah, let's call the bros. That there should be probably no international laws against that, I would think.
We were gonna just like kite surf and then go bouldering and like, but I think we'd love to hijack a plane.
It's so great living in the year 2000 in a pre 9/11 world, isn't it great?
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I, but I feel it. But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about wreckage riding.
DB Cooper, history's greatest wreckage rider.
Probably so. Unconfirmed. We're talking about not having the benefit of some wreckage. We're talking about by yourself falling to earth, plummeting to earth from the heights of an incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible high.
I'm sitting next to somebody that doesn't have any idea what the etiquette is for the middle armrests, and it's a 9-hour flight and I can't take it anymore.
And you cast
them out. I'm not going to murder somebody, but I've decided I'm done. And so I go out.
So you kindly request the pilot to go down to a height that would not kill them, but would get them off this fucking
plane. No, I'm going to jump, Jeff.
Oh, you're not going to jump.
You're not understanding me.
Oh, all right.
I'm getting out of here and I want to survive. Well, how far can I fall?
Well, witness the case of Alan McGee, a World War II pilot who walked out of his plane without a parachute because it was going down and just leapt off. Hoping for the best.
Did he do that thing like they do in TV when an elevator's falling and they jump at the last moment?
That's what you gotta do, jump at the last moment.
Yeah, that's because it totally negates gravity.
Yeah, exactly. He was at least 20,000 feet in the air. He leapt out of his plane in World War II and he crashed through a glass roof.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's some Batman shit right there. That's fucking Batman shit. You crashed through a glass roof and that saved his life. That's the one case of glass shattering all around you that actually was beneficial to your health.
He fell from how many feet?
20,000.
20,000 feet. He fell through a glass roof. How high up was this glass roof from the ground?
That's a great question.
Is this a single story building? Is this a greenhouse?
One of those five story elevated glass roofs that they have?
Well, I don't know. Like maybe it's one of those like a taller, nicer office building or hotel where it does have like kind of a glass ceiling.
I'm
just wondering how much momentum it could possibly cancel out or cushion from 20,000 feet.
Well, the thing that's amazing about this article is it says it doesn't have to do a lot. If it slows your descent from 1 millisecond to 3, that is 3 times less force needed for the change in momentum. So it's a small change, but a massive effect on.
Because you're talking gravity, you're talking meters per second per second. So it's meters squared.
Right.
So you're talking about the difference between fucking terminal velocity and a little under terminal velocity.
Exactly. And that's a huge difference. So so landing on something that gives rather than something that doesn't give is a huge factor in whether you're going to live or not.
Sure, but I mean, I don't know. I jumped off, you know, you ever accidentally done a belly flop off the high dive?
Oh, it hurts.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what?
That's like 20,000.
15,000 feet,
yeah,
the high
gotta
dive?
Yeah, it's got to be, right? Yeah.
So that tracks, actually.
Have you ever done a belly flop onto a glass ceiling?
Yeah.
It's the best.
It's I'm going to tell you, it wasn't on purpose.
You tried to do a pike?
Can I tell you one time that I actually did take a much longer fall than I was going to? And I didn't expect it. And I did jump off something.
Yeah.
So, as a kid, I was big on climbing and jumping off of roofs and climbing things.
As
like
we
that
all
was,
were,
that was my
I
whole
think.
Thing.
Yeah.
I lived in one of those townhouse communities for a while and, you know, where everybody's unit is connected.
Ah.
And, I would be up on the roofs all the time and my mother would get calls, and people never even bothered to learn my mom's name. They just like looked in the neighborhood directory for our address and they were just like, 325, your fucking son is on my roof again.
Oh, wow.
Like, get your son off my roof. So I loved like jumping off of stuff. And I was at this, I was at a hotel.
If you're looking for your son, look to the rooftops. There he'll be.
Bum-ba-da-da-da-da.
Bum-ba-da-da-da-da-da.
I don't like people.
Bratman.
So I was at this hotel for, I think it was a girl in my class's bat mitzvah, right?
Mm.
And we're out on this balcony, and I noticed that underneath the balcony it looks like all around the balcony is like a ridge about 5 to 10 feet underneath it that's like with hedges, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I decide I'm going to be hilarious and I'm going to spook everybody and I'm going to jump off the balcony because I know that there's these hedges underneath. Only on half of it.
Oh boy.
Only on half of it.
Oh boy.
Little 13-year-old Anthony in his fucking probably MC Hammer pants or some shit. Who knows?
The hedges would hurt too because you scrapes and there's branches and shit.
Yeah, but I don't know. What do kids know?
Nothing.
I'm in like some ridiculously stupid early 90s shirt. Maybe it's shiny. I don't know.
Yeah. Your pants are likely
pegged.
So your ankles are going to be exposed to all those branches.
I jump. There are no hedges on the side that I jump. There is no ledge. There is no safe 5 to 10 feet.
And you realize this mid-flight?
Yeah. So I actually go down instead of 5 to 10 feet. I go down about 2.5 stories.
Jesus.
Still into like a hedge down at the bottom. But I land on my feet and I fucking fall over and I can feel my ankle turn and I'm like so afraid that I've broken my ankles and like I get up and my pegged pants are all torn.
Oh, not the pegged pants!
And my sweet 90s like shiny shirt is like...
Oh, not the rayon!
Yeah, I'm probably wearing like a bolo tie and it's like a little off kilter.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really bad. It hurt a lot, but you know, I think about it and... There were, at least I fell into like these little, it was almost like an ivy or something like that, you know, like a ground covering.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a full bush, but like.
Did you tuck and roll?
I did not tuck and roll because I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
But if I had landed like a couple feet over, it would have been full on concrete.
Wow.
So I have a feeling that, yeah, like even those few inches of just ground covering probably stopped me from breaking my ankle.
Well, that's what they talk about. They talk about how even a tiny bit of give in what you're landing on it makes a huge difference. Also, increasing air drag, as we talked about with the wreckage, is a huge factor in whether or not you're going to live or die. So if you fall out of a plane, don't have a parachute, get real big. Get as big as you can.
Because you could also scare any mountain lions on the way down.
That would be smart, right?
You know, if you're wearing a jacket, you put it up like a cape, but over your head.
Right.
On the way down, so you have more surface area, and any parachuting mountain lions will be like, oh, whoa, it's bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
Bigger than I thought.
Let's keep rocking, bro.
All right, dog. I can't believe they let us hijack this plane. We were just three mountain lions standing on each other's shoulders.
They didn't know what to do.
Brock life! Interspecies Brock life.
The worst thing would be to be killed by the mountain lion before you even found out whether or not you survived the fall.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sort of like...
He would have made it.
Maybe.
He would have made it.
I think he probably would have, but he was eaten by the mountain lion.
He hadn't gotten mauled. Does this article, Jeff, perchance, say what, like, the average height somebody kind of dies at?
No, they're just talking about what's the maximum you can theoretically live from.
Sure, because I have a feeling like most people who fall from 20,000 feet don't live.
Well, that's true. 20,000 feet is almost 4 miles up. So chances are,
Jesus, I can't even run 4 miles. I can't even see 4 miles.
Matt, you just get bored on the way down, too.
I won't drive 4 miles for like a good brunch.
Yeah, that's a good point. So they say that even just like big clothing is enough to help your survival rate because of surface area slowing down. Basically,
can you wingsuit it like Batman?
Yeah, you could probably. I mean, that's theoretically you could wingsuit it.
You could just
had strong enough.
Yeah,
your parachute pants.
You could just use whatever nanotechnology you have in your cape to make it stiff.
Right,
and then just float.
Well, what they're saying is the real thesis here is that pegging your pants actually works against you.
Right.
You want to not peg your pants.
You want bell bottoms because that way if you're falling in a standing position, the flares will capture air.
Right.
Inflate the bell bottoms.
MC Hammer would do a much better job of surviving a 20,000 foot fall than New Kids on the Block. Let's just put it that way.
Kids, ask your parents.
So they say,
what's the shortest distance anybody ever fell and died? I wonder.
Probably pretty short.
You'll find out because it'll be my obituary. It'll be like idiot trips over coffee table, dies from impact and nothing but impact alone.
So they take this McGee 20,000 that we know historically McGee lived from, World War II McGee.
We call it one McGee unit.
World War II McGee lived from a 20,000 foot fall. And they say, okay, based on that, based on the fact that he definitely reached terminal velocity.
Yeah.
it kind of doesn't matter how much higher you go because you're never going to fall any faster than terminal velocity. But here's the twist. At a certain height,
extra terminal velocity.
No.
It turns out double terminal velocity.
There's a sequel to terminal velocity.
Kids, ask your parents.
No, at a certain height, your blood will boil. So if you fall out of a plane above 63,000 feet up, your blood will boil, which the falling gonna kill you.
By the way, everybody, do not add us to tell us that it's technically not boiling. Not add us about the fucking air, about the air pressure and all that shit. We don't want to hear it.
Right.
We know what we're saying. Yeah. Let's move on. You watch SciShow. I get it. Go on.
Yeah. So it says, atmospheric pressure means your blood starts to, whatever.
Yeah.
So the idea here is that 63,000 feet is your upper limit because higher than that, you're dead anyway. You're dead before you hit the ground, right? And that's not even if
unless you're fucking Vin Diesel.
Well, Vin Diesel could do it.
Batman can fall from 20,000.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel from 65,000.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He usually just like looks in disbelief and rides a car up on a wall.
Yeah. He's going to wreckage ride.
Yeah. He takes Diesel takes the falls.
So 63,000 is the lowest that blood boiling pressure happens. So
I just realized that all of the Fast and Furious movies are literally about wreckage riding.
It's a really good point. In fact, kind of a better title, The Wreckage Riders.
Wow.
Wreckage Riders is my new straight to video Fast and the Furious ripoff.
That's the Asylum version.
Yeah.
That's
your grandma accidentally bought Wreckage Riders instead of Fast and the Furious, starring Van Diesmore.
Probably Casper Van Dien, in all honesty.
Yeah, that's true.
So 63,000 is the lowest at which, hey, your blood's going to boil. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They
said a safe assumption, 60,000 feet. Theoretically, if you create enough surface area and you were lucky enough to land on glass, you could theoretically live to tell about it.
That's Baumgartnering.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah. Well, that's the dude that
Felix Baumgartner. Yeah.
That leapt out of the spacecraft in a. And we talked about that on this show, and he landed in a specially made net. But the net is basically fancy glass ceiling.
Nets are just fancy glass. I've always said that. If you're gonna catch something or hold groceries,
right,
you want to hold it in either a net or just shards of glass.
That's right. As you see Anthony coming home from his weekly grocery buying expedition, he's got his carrots, he's got a loaf of bread, he's just like sticking out of the top, you know, like they do.
Yeah.
He's got some broccoli, and they're all just wrapped in shards of glass.
And then I trip over my coffee table. Glass into my brain and I die. And that's the obituary. Final Destination style. I called my own death. Guys, this is crazy. What is the farthest any of you have ever fallen?
I would leap off the second floor of the place I used to work all the time for fun. And I'm convinced it's why I have bad knees now.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
I'm an idiot. Because kids are stupid and they think they're invincible and they're not. Kids, wise up. Listen to old dad Jeff.
Kids, wise up, listen up. If you have superpowers, you have to jump off a building to know.
That's right. That's the only way to find out.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff's a dad now.
Yeah.
So everything he says makes sense and is safe. No, we want to know the farthest you've ever fallen and how it affected you. If you got injured, if you didn't get injured.
Yeah.
Did you walk away? Any landing you can walk away from, y'all. Let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those glass net. Guys, Outer Spain shirts. We don't have them.
No. Why would we?
We want to give them to you.
Why would we have them when we're talking about them?
We know you want them. But we do have a lot of things that maybe you didn't know we had.
Yeah. We've got the Salmon Cannon. We got the Brock Life. Brock Life is very appropriate for what we were talking about today.
The Brock Life t-shirt. We have these aliens. We have hats. We have shirts,
mugs.
We have mugs, we've got a lot more new stuff coming soon. Head to wehaveconcerns.com/shop and check it out. Maybe grab yourself something for the summer. We got tanks, we got those cool Running Is For Dick tanks. Running Is For Dick tanks where you get in a tank.
We have a full-on tank?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're thinking, and you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking of the thing,
and we're not going to clarify.
Have sleeves on it.
Yeah.
It's so rad.
So go check them out. Buy something, would you? Support the show.